KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield give a matched pair of phenomenal performances in Judas and the Black Messiah. Kaluuya is Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Illinois Black Panther Party in the late 1960s, and Stanfield is Bill O'Neill, the FBI informant who was instrumental in Hampton's killing. The director was Shaka King, working from a script he wrote with Will Burson. What he's done is a special sort of twofer, a powerful political biography with contemporary relevance and a morality tale framed as an exciting action adventure. The film is playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max. Which of the two characters is dominant? It's impossible to say. Hampton is prodigiously energetic and hugely persuasive, a gifted orator who speaks at the velocity of an auctioneer. Hampton was only 21 when he died, following an armed pre-dawn raid on his apartment. Daniel Kaluuya is not 21, and he's English, not American, a source of concern in some circles, yet the sheer brilliance of his portrayal sweeps away all questions except how in the world he put such a performance together. The Judas of the piece, O'Neill, is a dunce politically before and after he meets Hampton, serves him as a Black Panther security captain, and betrays him. Lakeith Stanfield makes O'Neill affecting, even fascinating, as well as unprincipled and contemptible. He's a melancholy rat trapped by his alliance with the FBI. You can almost see the workings of his mind as he tries frantically to grasp the magnitude of what he's signed up for. Jesse Plemons is Roy Mitchell, O'Neill's FBI handler. Martin Sheen is chilling as J. Edgar Hoover, famously fearful of the rise of a Black Messiah and obsessed with Hampton as the candidate at hand. Dominique Fishback plays Deborah Johnson, Hampton's girlfriend. She's appealing in an unexceptional way until she becomes absolutely enchanting in a remarkable scene that lasts almost 3 minutes. That's when Deborah, pregnant with Hampton's child, pleads her case with an eloquence equal to his that life should be more than ceaseless war in the name of social justice. There is nothing in Shaka King's career to predict that he'd direct a film of this stature, and that's no knock on the value of comedy, which has been his specialty. In recent interviews, he's described Judas and the Black Messiah as a Trojan horse, an impossible-to-finance Fred Hampton biopic inside a genre thriller which was hard enough to finance, though obviously not impossible. It's also a drama for our time, set half a century ago when, just as now, America was blighted by racism, beset by violence, and riven by fear and hate. Fred Hampton is long dead, but the force of his story busts the Trojan horse wide open. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.